Welcome to this demo. This demo is all about an introduction and high-level overview of components used and how they relate to the 7 core DevOps principles. What you see here is Spark Unlimited MRP. It's a fictional application. The MRP is entirely built on Java, and it runs on Linux machine hosted in Microsoft Azure. So if we take a look at the infrastructure in the cloud. In Azure, we have resource groups, which kind of act as a container for resources. We have two environments here, dev and production. If I go take a look at dev, you can see that I have a virtual machine, network card, etc., storage account. So the virtual machine is a Linux one, and it will be the host of two backend services and a client website. The backend is an integration service written in Java. The output is a jar file. Same thing for the order service. The client web is a static website. The build process will create a single archive, a WAR file, and it will be used by Tomcat to deliver the site, basically. So if we take a look at the core principles, the core DevOps principles. The first thing that comes to mind for me is infrastructure as code and configuration management. And in the MRP application, infrastructure as code is done using Azure Resource Manager templates. What it is, basically, it's a JSON file. And you can see that you have parameters, variables, resources. Basically, it's a way for you to express the state of an infrastructure, and the ARM engine on Azure will consume that file and create and or update resources for you so that they match exactly what you have expressed in that file. So this is why we call this kind of file infrastructure as code. So, and also there's a VM extension on Azure on the Linux machine that will execute script at the end of the provisioning so that things like Apache Tomcat, MongoDB are set up automatically without human intervention. Other well-known tools for infrastructure as code and configuration management is Chef and Puppet. They are also Ansible, Salt, so there's really a few. Continuous integration. Take a look. Continuous integration in VSTS, in Visual Studio Team Services, it brings you the ability to automate whether the code we checked in can compile and will successfully pass any automation tests that we have created. By using an automated build pipeline, we can quickly validate if our code changes has broken the build and fix code before it gets to production. In MRP, the CI build is triggered automatically when code is pushed to the source control. And there's also a lot of well-known tools for continuous integration. We can talk about Jenkins, Travis CI, TeamCity, Cruise Control, etc. Another aspect of the DevOps principles is automatic testing. Automated testing in MRP is done through executing GUnit tests during the CI build, but you could go way further and execute UI tests, load tests, etc. And other well-known tools for automated testing is Selenium, Cucumber, GUnit, GMeter. If we talk about continuous deployment and release management, basically it is an essential element of DevOps that helps your team continuously deliver software to your customer at a faster pace and with lower risk. In MRP, release management is achieved by using release tracking and with the approval that exists for deployment between the dev and production environment, for example. So other well-known CD tool, Jenkins, Octopus Deploy, Go, Bamboo. There's also TeamCity. Well-known release management tools, there's Octopus Deploy still, Apache Continuum, Urban Code Release. And the last, not the least, is application performance monitoring. So in MRP, APM is done or will be done in other sessions using Application Insights. Application Insights is an extensible analytics service that helps you understand the performance and usage of your live application. It is used basically to detect and diagnose performance issues and exceptions. So after that, you can take a look back, check what went wrong with exceptions or troubleshoot performance problem, for example. And there are also well-known tools, so we can think about New Relic and also Splunk. We covered a bit about the seven core principles. We will see each of those principles in much more details in future demos.